Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Bitcoin seeing its biggest one-day surge since July. Take a look at the chart here, soaring more than 9%. The price inching closer to that $50,000 handle that we saw. And then we saw a bit of a pullback, of course, after headlines around China's crackdown on crypto. We should mention Ethereum also up in a big way today, about 8% or so. Let's bring in George Tung. He is the founder of Cryptos Are Us. And George, we usually find you on YouTube, but give me a sense of what you're watching right now. Don't want to make too much of one day, but what do you peg the huge surge we're seeing today too?
Well, traditionally with Bitcoin, September is the weakest month. So yes, we're finally out of September, but a few things that came out recently that was very encouraging. Fed Chairman Powell also came out and said, hey, I'm not going to be banning Bitcoin and crypto. So that was a big, I don't know if it's endorsement, but sigh of relief for many in the industry. Also, there's just a lot of things going on. Yesterday, we had a big $3 billion options expirations for Bitcoin. So that could have been holding Bitcoin back a little bit this final week. But now we're in October and things are just looking a whole lot better.
And George, I mean, when you look down the line too, regulation obviously still can pop its head up whenever investors get skittish, and we see pullbacks around that all the time. But I mean, when you look farther out into the future, you think about these L1s out there that are competing with Ethereum, it doesn't seem like the SEC is looking at those right now. And so we've seen pops that have kind of increasingly become uncorrelated with the moves in Bitcoin and Ethereum. I mean, how serious should investors be taking maybe some of those altcoins farther down the line?
Well, the interesting thing is the SEC already declared both Bitcoin and Ethereum as non-securities. So Ethereum, being very different than Bitcoin, was already labeled not as a security. So that's very encouraging for all other network protocols that are following in Ethereum's footsteps. And there are so many out there. There's thousands to tens of thousands of crypto today. Many are following in Ethereum's footsteps, trying to become Ethereum killer, but many are in, you know, their own niche, trying to be a utility, trying to be a payment, trying to be a incentivized token. There's so many out there. So regulations it's going to be tough because there's so many things that the SEC have to look at. And right now it seems like Gary did kind of state that most in his eyes are securities, but we will see how the SEC and others really define what a crypto is, what a security really is. And right now, the SEC also does have a big lawsuit with Ripple, and we'll see how that case goes.
George, what are you overweight on right now? Where do you see the best value or the biggest upside?
I tell everyone, all my audience that watch me daily, not to skip out on Bitcoin, because I do feel like many coming into this space, they look at Bitcoin, they're like, wow, it's 47, 48,000 or 50,000. And they feel like the potential may not be there. And that's one thing I tell people, don't discount Bitcoin. There's still plenty of room to grow Bitcoin. I think what we're seeing with Venezuela today is a perfect example, a really big endorsement for Bitcoin. When you have countries that suffer from hyperinflation, and we have countries that have monetary policy applied and just a whole lot of things going on, Bitcoin goes against that. That's why Bitcoin is looked at as a store of value, as a hedge against inflation. So what's going on with Venezuela right now is a perfect example why Bitcoin is here to stay. And there's many other reasons why Bitcoin is the winner right now. But as for altcoins, there are a lot that definitely have potential, like Ethereum being one of them, but Cardano is another up-and-coming one. Solana is another one. I mean, this is what I talk about. There's thousands out there, and there's a lot of good ones out there.
Yeah, there's a lot you talk about. There's a lot we talk about here on the show. If we were to overlap the ones that we've discussed recently, people watching would know that we've both talked about Terra. And we had Doquan mm-hmm. on talking about what they're working on. That's another one that I think looks promising. If you think about what it's trying to solve, we've seen a lot of issues around stablecoins, and they have their own. Talk to me about why you like that project, what people should be focusing in on there.
I think Terra is a fantastic project. Doe is a very smart guy. Terra is interesting to have their own algorithmic stable coin. So there's two types of stable coins, algorithmic one, which is pegged to a dollar. But you can also have ones that's backed by assets, which like USDC or USDT, those are examples. But Terra is a whole ecosystem based on their stable coin and based on apps that utilize them, specifically DeFi projects. And DeFi is what everyone is paying attention to right now, because DeFi, decentralized finance, is a way for people to basically unbank themselves, so that citizens and citizens around the world no longer need to rely on banks and banking services when you can use something that is equivalent with DeFi and arguably even better.
George, it's good to have you on today. I hope to have you back on the show again soon. George Tong, Cryptos Are Us founder.